Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Setter took the day off, so I guess I'm the producer. I'm kind of keeping things going. I got all the tapes rolling and stuff. Hopefully I pushed all the right buttons and got everything right. It is time for a Movie Mike. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website's aisleseat.com. I haven't been on your website in almost a week since we looked at weekend movies to watch on Netflix and so on. And he's a staff writer for Ranker, member of the Critics' Choice Association and Online Film Critics Society, prolific tweeter at Aisle Seat, and his appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg, campustheater.org. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, and happy pre-Halloween.
Oh, yeah, isn't that funny? Everybody's kind of wound up. Nobody's in costume yet. I'm kind of surprised. Usually we start to get some of the staff in here in costumes, but not yet. We'll see. All right, to your main review today, Black Adam.
In Black Adam, Dwayne Johnson plays an immortal figure unleashed from thousands of years of imprisonment. To say he's cranky after being cooped up all that time would be an understatement. He joins forces with a woman and her brother to find a magical crown whose power could be used to liberate the people of an oppressed Middle Eastern country. Meanwhile, a group of superheroes is sent in to stop him due to his kill first and ask questions later approach to dealing with things. What I like most about Black Adam is that it lacks the inflated sense of self-importance that has infected too many superhero movies lately. And yes, I'm talking about you, the Batman. It has a tone that's slightly more laid back, along with many moments of effective humor. Also, instead of action scenes edited together so rapidly that you can't tell what's happening half the time, this one nicely employs slow motion, allowing you to savor all the little details of that action. Yes, the story is generic, and the lack of a memorable villain is disappointing. But with Dwayne Johnson's charismatic performance and a fun approach to the superhero formula, Black Adam is a very enjoyable movie about this lesser-known DC character. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Shazams.
All right, so just 3. I saw the trailer. It looks fabulous in every way. It really looks enjoyable.
It's fun. It's fun, and that was what I liked about it. The superhero movies, even the ones that I like lately, have become very bloated. They're all 2.5, 2 hours and 45 minutes, 3 hours long. They're very self-serious, and this one is 2 hours long, so it's a nice, normal length. It's fun. It has a sense of humor about itself. And it's just really cool to look at visually. So I enjoyed it. And it was one that I really wasn't sure I was going to like going in because I am feeling superhero fatigue. And I feel like these movies are all the same. But this one had enough different about it that it got me hooked.
Okay. And why not 3.5?
Well, like I said, I wish that the villain had been more memorable. That's something that's missing. The story is kind of confusing. There's a whole backstory told through flashbacks that is a little bit muddled. So it's not the greatest film in terms of the narrative, but in terms of the action and the characters and things like that, that's where it really works.
And Dwayne Johnson, in what way is this different for him? I mean, I've never seen him portray it.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, live? How would you describe this kind of animation, or is it just computer animation?
Well, it's live action, but the way he flies around and stuff, obviously, and the powers he has are all done with CGI.
Right.
It's a fun performance from him because he's almost, in a way, putting a new spin on his tough guy persona. Black Adam is just no nonsense. He's humorless. He does things like when he wants to enter a room, he doesn't use a door. He just flies through the wall.
Okay.
And Dwayne Johnson has a lot of fun with that, playing this character as this super straight guy, and then everybody else is reacting to his strangeness. So it's a fun performance from him.
How does he know there's not like 8 feet of brick that you can't get through or something?
He's super powerful. That would be like going through tissue paper for you or me.
Okay. All right. So he can get through that. So, all right. So he handles it well and he does the humor okay. He's always been okay with sort of humorous asides. Anything else noteworthy character-wise? Not from him, from other people? You know, usually they use these movies to introduce 6 other people you'll see later.
They do that here. There's that whole team of superheroes that comes after him. But there again, normally when I see that kind of thing, I think, all right, you know, you're just trying to set up spinoffs. But they've cast the other superheroes well, and they're interesting, and they add something to the story. So I think this movie gets more right than wrong.
All right, 3
Shazams.
Shazams.
Movie takes place in the same universe as Shazam, more or less.
Who knew? Okay. And where will I see this?
In theaters.
Is there a 3D version of it?
There is not, at least not locally.
All right. Sounds super. Thank you so much. All right. Some other movie reviews. You are also talking about The Good Nurse.
This is my pick of the week. This movie debuts on Netflix today. It's based on a harrowing and very disturbing true story. Jessica Chastain plays a nurse in a hospital who becomes very close friends with the new nurse, played by Eddie Redmayne. And there's a series of unexplained deaths happening on their unit. And over time, she comes to believe that he may be killing the patients. So this movie is based on the true story of a guy named Charles Cullen, who is one of the most accomplished serial killers in the United States. And the film works on two levels. On the one hand, it shows how this nurse that Jessica Chastain plays, who is a real person, worked with the police to help bring him down. But it's also an indictment of the medical system that essentially covered up what he did. It was kind of like the Catholic Church scandal, where they found out priests were being inappropriate with children, then they would just move him to a different parish. Well, hospitals had suspicions about this guy, but instead of dealing with him, they just fired him, and then he went and worked in another hospital and carried on. So this is a real tense kind of movie, really interesting character study about her being in this position of, on the one hand, being friends with this guy, and on the other hand, thinking he might be killing people, and what am I going to do about it? So 3.5 stars for The Good Nurse, debuts on Netflix today. Again, this is my pick of the week.
And she does well in this.
This is great. It's another fantastic performance from Jessica Chastain, who never fails.
Netflix only?
Yeah, Netflix released it in theaters, like a handful of theaters, 2 weeks ago, just, you know, to say it was a theatrical release. But yes, it was made for Netflix, and today is the day everybody will be able to see it.
Okay, so 3.5 stars there for The Good Nurse. Spirit Halloween looks like a fun store. Now, this is, I'm assuming, a promotion for the stores?
More or less. I have seen movies based on all kinds of crazy stuff, but this is the first time I've ever seen a movie based on a store. And the concept is pretty simple. It's a PG-13 horror movie about a bunch of kids who are looking for some excitement on Halloween, so they decide to sneak into a Spirit Halloween store and hide until it's closed and spend the night in there. Well, lo and behold, the ghost of the guy who built half the town is also in that store, and he needs a human body to come back, so he terrorizes the kids. I love Spirit Halloween stores. I take my kids to them every year. They're fun. This movie had a lot of potential, and when it stays in the store, it is kind of fun, but too much of the movie gets outside the store. There's a whole scene where they go into this series of caves underneath the store. Who wants that? So, 2 stars. It's not a terrible movie, but they don't really capitalize enough on the potential of being trapped in a Spirit Halloween store for a night.
Okay. It's funny. I saw a meme afterward related to Dr. Oz. He had mentioned local politicians in his debate Tuesday night. So you can go to Spirit Halloween now. This is a meme. I'm assuming it's false. But you can get the team that if a woman's going to decide about some of her health care decisions, you can get one as dressed like a local politician, another's like a zoning officer, another is dressed like a doctor.
Right.
Like it comes with, and one is the woman. So you can dress like the team that's associated with this woman's health care decisions. Now, yeah, the local politicians is the odd man out, of course. Okay, so Spirit Halloween, anything unusual about these kids? Anybody stand out? Something to know about them? Any story there?
The kids are okay. The thing that's interesting to me is that they hired Christopher Lloyd for basically a 3-minute cameo at the beginning of the movie. He plays the old man who dies. Somebody puts a curse on him, and then he just does voiceover work the rest of the time. But they have him prominently in all the advertising, like he's in it, and he's in it the first 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, I would love to see him again. Everything he touches is usually pretty good. All right, so 2 stars for the PG-13 Spirit Halloween that's out there in theaters.
That's on demand only.
Oh, on demand. All right, so no theaters. Okay, Matthew Perry issued an apology.
Yeah, in his new autobiography that comes out next week, he made a couple weird slams at Keanu Reeves kind of out of nowhere, wondering why River Phoenix and Chris Farley, with whom Matthew Perry made movies, had to die so young, but Keanu Reeves is still walking the earth, as he put it. Matthew Perry got a lot of heat for that, so now he's come out and apologized, said it was just meant as a joke. I shouldn't have said that. Strange celebrity.
Weird comment.
Pseudo feud there, yeah.
Yeah, do they have a feud that we know of otherwise?
No, and they've never worked together, so people were wondering, why are you taking a swing a Keanu Reeves.
And he has good standing in every way. I mean, he's a good actor.
Keanu Reeves is a beloved guy, yeah.
Right,
known
yeah,
to be one of the
like
nicest
him.
People in Hollywood.
Right, and has a lot more work to do, we hope. And a lot more killing. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, right.
I'm always waiting for that. Okay, and the next Superman movie, what do we know about that?
If you've seen Black Adam, you already know the news. It's out there, so I'm not going to consider this a spoiler. Henry Cavill has a cameo as Superman, and he announced this week that, yes, he will continue to play Superman in any future DC movies. That was up in the air as to whether he was going to continue or not. He's confirmed that he will continue to be Superman.
All right. For movies, plural.
Right. Well, anytime they want to make a Superman movie or put him in a cameo in one of the DC movies, it'll be Henry Cavill.
All right. You want to find out more about what's going on, follow Movie Mike at Aisle Seat and, of course, aisleseat.com, your website. What are you going to see this week? We'll look forward to the review next week.
New horror movie opening for Halloween, Pray for the Devil. So I'll have a review of that up this evening.
Pray for the Devil. Good thought. Are you allowed to say that? Does that go against your faith?
It's P-R-E-Y, so I think it means
uh-oh,
the devil,
this is
who
be
the
trouble.
Devil's coming after. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, should be trouble. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McCranahan, professional movie critic at Aisle Seat. As I mentioned, his appearance sponsored by CampusTheater.org.